In this episode of the Smart City Podcast, I had an early start to have a great conversation with the Director of Sustainability of the City of Orlando, Chris Castro. Chris and I really just scratched the surface on a number of projects that the City of Orlando is currently undertaking. This ranges from floating solar, connected and automated vehicles, solid waste and public safety, amongst many other things. We also talked about Orlando's culture of innovation and how the city is pioneering in the smart city space. Chris is particularly interested in how technology can play a role in accelerating a more sustainable future. As always, I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
It's the Smart City Podcast, whoa, with smart city experts, here we go. Connecting smart technology, both big and small. Smart cities are making life better for all. Big data, emerging trends, self-driving cars and more. The Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.
Hi, Chris. How are you going?
I'm doing really well. Hi, Zoe.
That's awesome to hear. Let's just jump straight into it. And can you tell us about your background and what you're passionate about?
Sure. So I'm originally from Miami, Florida. I'm a second generation Cuban American. And over the last 12 years or so, I've been really focused on engaging communities in accelerating smart and sustainable cities. I'm a little bit of an entrepreneur, so I've started several nonprofits and even a for-profit clean energy firm, and also very engaged in community organizing. So really figuring out ways in which we can engage, you know, our local communities and people of all ages and all disciplines in shaping the future of our cities.
Yeah, awesome. So what sparked your interest in smart cities?
So currently I'm the Director of Sustainability for the City of Orlando and the Senior Advisor to our Mayor, Buddy Dyer. And over the course of the last 4.5 years, I've been in this role and helping to shape what we call the GreenWorks Orlando Initiative, which is really a charge from our Mayor to make Orlando one of the most environmentally friendly, socially inclusive, and economically vibrant cities in the country. And as part of that, we realized that technology has played an incredible role in our past and is going to play a much more meaningful role as we move forward into the future. And so about 2 years ago, we started to look into this whole effort around smart cities and what it actually meant. And when we started to look into it, a lot of the kind of the verticals that you hear about for smart cities are very similar to the type of work that we're doing in our sustainability office. So it's things like clean energy generation, green buildings in the built environment, solid waste management, water resources, multimodal transportation, livability, walkable communities, things like that. And so, what sparked my interest is how technology can play a role in accelerating a more sustainable future for Orlando and beyond. And when I hear and think about smart cities, I really envision this nexus between sustainable development and technology coming together to enhance quality of life, to protect the public, to improve government operations, to save taxpayer dollars, of course, to protect natural resources in the environment and overall make our city a better place for now and into the future.
Yeah, awesome. So can you tell us about any of the exciting projects that you've worked on in the past?
Yeah, I mean, there's countless examples of how we've used technology in the City of Orlando to improve our city. One of the exciting efforts is a collaboration with our utility, where we're really in this transformation of moving our grid, our electric grid, to 100% renewable energy. And last August, we officially passed a policy, New City Council and our commission, our Utilities Commission, to commit us to 100% for city operations by 2030 and citywide by 2050. And so working in parallel with the utility, we've started to deploy utility scale solar. We actually have a new 12 megawatt solar farm on top of an old coal ash landfill, of all places, and we have started to also explore using floating solar systems to meet our demands. So in Florida and here in Orlando, we have, you know, thousands upon thousands of retention ponds and these little stormwater ponds around our neighborhoods and in our cities. And so we're right now exploring how to roll out floating solar so that, you know, essentially we can minimize on the green space that we need to produce our energy needs and also maximize the, you know, the benefits of solar PV.
Yeah, wow, no, that sounds really exciting. It's such an innovative way, I suppose, to maximize the space and all the, you know, the seemingly useless space of mm-hmm. retention ponds and that kind of
thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the projects and things you're working on right now?
Yes, certainly. So, I mean, so I'll dive into a couple of these verticals. So for transportation, cool. One of the things that Orlando has positioned ourselves to be is a proving ground destination for autonomous and connected vehicles. And last year, the U.S. DOT, the Department of Transportation, designated Orlando as one of these 10 proving ground destinations in the U.S. And as part of that, we've developed this regional, what we call the Central Florida Automated Vehicle Partnership. And as part of that, we're really looking at how will autonomous and connected vehicles play a role in all modes of transit. That includes, of course, your single automobile, but also transit, freight, bicycling and pedestrian, as well as space. And here in Central Florida, near NASA and the Kennedy Space Center, we have a spaceport where, you know, we're one of two locations in the U.S. where we're launching rockets, and the recent SpaceX, you know, Falcon Heavy was launched from. And so this whole partnership across Central Florida is focused on leveraging the strengths of federal, state, and local governments to begin deploying these types of rollouts. So we started to test electric buses within our downtown, but we have a bus rapid transit circulator within the downtown core. And so our goal is to fully transition that bus system to a zero emission electric and potentially an autonomous electric bus within the next 5 years. We've also recently received a grant to roll out a full-scale autonomous shuttle at the University of Central Florida and also look at dynamic traffic signaling and ways in which we can enhance the safety of pedestrians and bicyclists, you know, as this technology starts to roll out. So on the transportation side, there's some really exciting stuff happening on the AVCV effort. We're also doing a lot of cool work around our solid waste management and just deployed a pilot in downtown Orlando of the Big Belly solar trash compactors. You've probably seen some of these in other cities, but essentially this technology is a smart trash can that has a solar panel on top of it, and that solar panel provides electricity to a compactor that compacts the waste and therefore minimizes the frequency that the bin needs to be collected. And in addition to that, it has volumetric sensors for both the trash and the recycling side that tells us in real time how full these containers are. And so we're really trying to get, you know, more data and analyze that data so that we can be more intelligent in our decision making in terms of collection, frequency, and how we deploy our resources into the field. So we have public space, you know, recycling and trash with that technology now, and we're in the process of piloting a commercial collection route where our large commercial trucks will go to, you know, different businesses that will have sensors in their large, you know, essentially their containers, and, you know, potentially even save the businesses money in terms of how often they collect. So on the solid waste side, we're doing some cool stuff there, and I'd say the last area of focus for this conversation, I guess, is really around public safety. And so, you know, public safety happens to be, of course, a core function for any government. And we've been really progressive in incorporating technology. So, of course, body-worn cameras and audio recorders on our police officers. We have an open data essentially initiative where we publish all of the arrest records and shootings and not just public safety information, but all types of maps and interactive interfaces for the public to access. And we've also just worked on streamlining essentially a computer-aided dispatch. So the 911 call center for both police and fire coming together to be more efficient and improve the response time for any particular emergency event. So those are three areas. You know, there's certainly many, many more, but hopefully that gives you a taste of some of the projects we're working on.
Yeah, no, really cool. Seems like there's lots of things happening, and particularly bringing that smart city approach of, you know, just not one area, but across many different kind of disciplines.
Yes. Yeah, that's one thing I'd say, you know, we've seen the effort around smart cities really improve in terms of internally, in terms of the government, is that, you know, technology has been a pretty big role over the last 20 years or so in one form or fashion. But it's been really segmented and siloed in terms of the departments that are going and procuring these technologies. And what smart cities has allowed us to do is really be this comprehensive cross-department initiative that allows us to work together and share resources and really be more deliberate about how we're incorporating technology to enhance the livability, workability, and sustainability of Orlando. So that's one of the perks that I've seen, you know, in terms of what this has brought about, some intrinsic value, I guess you could say, of what smart cities has improved for Orlando.
Yeah, cool. So where do you think Orlando kind of sits when it comes to smart cities? Are you quite high on that spectrum of smart cities?
You know, I'm a little bit biased, of course. I would say that we are very much a pioneering city as it relates to smart cities. In terms of the Smart Cities Council, we were in the inaugural Readiness Challenge winners in 2017, where we were selected as one of five of the leading cities in the country. And over the course of the last year, we've worked very closely with Smart Cities Council on essentially building out the skeleton for our roadmap, identifying key challenges in each focused area, and really starting to deliberately work on implementing technologies and demonstrations throughout the city, many of which I've already talked about. So I do think that Orlando, you know, we have a culture of innovation and creativity. We're home of Epcot, right? The experimental prototype community of tomorrow. We're home to Epcot. And I think that same culture has started to really influence the community at large. And we have a really robust engagement with, you know, people of all ages who are really trying to shape Orlando in as a progressive and forward-thinking city. And I think technology and this concept of smart cities is a big part of that.
Yeah, cool. So how do you think we can better integrate across the different disciplines in government? You mentioned that you've been able to do this quite well in the smart city space. So what kind of tools and or methodologies do you use?
Tools and methodology. So we very much have followed the Smart Cities Council framework around smart cities, and it's been really useful to have this kind of unbiased, you know, overall matrix, so to speak, of the various focused areas and you know, what are the key enablers, so to speak, to build a smart city. And so we've really leveraged the existing research and capabilities of the Smart Cities Council for that. I will say that, like I mentioned before, what we've done in the city of Orlando is brought together a governance around the Smart Cities Initiative that I think is very unique. So we have this executive steering committee that the mayor essentially has appointed individuals to sit on. Those include myself, our head of public works, our head of information technologies, our chief innovation officer, our head of strategic planning, our deputy city administrator. So the kind of the C levels or the executive team is there helping to guide the whole effort. And then under, we've identified points of contacts for every department and division throughout the city that are really leading in implementation of technology for any given, you know, department. It could be economic development. It could be permitting. In fact, we just onboarded a new electronic permitting system for the city. Our IT department is working on a digital city hall and kind of digital services so that the public can more interact with the city in a more meaningful and more effective way to access the services they're looking for. Where, of course, I talked about public safety. I haven't even really touched on a lot of the public work stuff. But the whole purpose is to make sure that we have the entire city and all of our departments and divisions participating in the whole effort of incorporating technology and information systems in a more meaningful way, in a way that makes us more intelligent, more efficient, and more interconnected as a city internally and externally moving forward.
Yeah, awesome. So what are the emerging trends that people aren't talking about at the moment?
Emerging trends, there's a lot of them. So one of the emerging trends that we're seeing more and more cities pop up about is decarbonization and moving towards essentially meeting our energy demands with zero emission or renewable energy sources. And I think that this is particularly a very important trend that we're seeing because, in my opinion, I think one of the greatest challenges that humanity faces in the 21st century is global climate change and figuring out ways in which we can, essentially address this through economic development opportunities and ways in which we can spur job creation in the green economy. And we've really struggled with that. I think in the United States, we've been very much ingrained in the fossil industry, and we're now seeing that the investments in renewables are really exciting, and they're yielding some fantastic returns, and overall just spurring a new type of economy that we can look forward to. So that's one of the trends. I'd also think that there's a huge focus on security and privacy as we incorporate more technologies, more devices, more IoT. We're needing to really look at a kind of governance framework around security and privacy. And so there's a lot of conversations happening now internally and at a lot of the conferences we attend about how to ensure that we're securing this information and that we're not breaching personal privacy and ensuring that we still have that privacy as we enter into this digitized world. Those are some of the things. Of course, you're seeing autonomous and connected vehicles really on the rise. We just had an unfortunate event happen in Arizona yesterday, and of course, that's a huge hit to the industry in general. And it's really, really sad what actually happened, a pedestrian fatality with an autonomous vehicle. But I do think that the move towards automated vehicles in general is inevitable, and we're moving in that direction. Because at the end of the day, it actually is a safer method to move forward.
Yeah, cool. Well, I only just have one last question. It's been really great to talk to you, and definitely interesting to hear about the things that Orlando is doing. But yeah, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, one of the best means is finding me on LinkedIn. I'm definitely open and always loving to connect with similar people, just the social media channels in general. So follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are my outlets. In addition, if you want to learn more about the City of Orlando's work, definitely check out my website. It's greenworksorlando.com. All spelled out, greenworksorlando.com. That'll take you directly to the page in the City of Orlando's website where we have all of our efforts around sustainability and smart cities going on, and would love to continue to connect with like minds who are shaping a smarter and sustainable future for all.
Yeah, awesome. I'll put everything in the show notes so everybody can click and follow you and find your website and everything. So thanks so much for talking to me, Chris. I think we'll definitely have another conversation soon. It's just been great, and I can tell there's lots of deep dives that we could do in this space. But yeah, it's
most definitely. Yeah, we have plenty to share. I've just scratched the surface with you, so lots more to discuss.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Smart City Podcast. Whoa.
Thanks so much for listening to the Smart City Podcast. Show notes for this episode and all other episodes can be found at thesmartcitypodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments for me or any of my guests, connect with me via email, zoe@thesmartcitypodcast.com, or via the socials. I'm on Twitter and Facebook @smartcitypod. As always, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.